Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, beautiful beings. Happy Sunday. Good morning if you're listening to the replay. Good afternoon if you're listening to the replay. I appreciate you. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. I appreciate you for sharing this energy with me. And if you have listened to me before we get into anything, you all know, I like to bring us all into the same space. We may have a different experience, but we will all be in the same space. So we're going to start out with a very brief breathing exercise. I'm also going to give this disclaimer for the replay. It doesn't like silence, so in the breathing exercise, there are some moments, a couple of seconds of silence. It sounds like it skips in the replay, so just, you know, if you'd like to go ahead and do it, you are more than welcome to go along with the breathing exercise. Just know that in the replay, sometimes it may sound like it's skipping, but it's just the recording trying to cut out the dead air. So take a moment, and if you're able to, sit back and let yourself get loose. Let your muscles relax. Begin at the top of your head, letting all of your facial muscles relax, working down into your shoulders. Relax your arms. Relax your spine. Let yourself sink into whatever object you are seated in at the moment. And let that relaxing feeling move all the way down to your calves, to your ankles, and if need be, wiggle your toes a little bit. We are going to take 3 deep breaths. We are going to inhale for 4 seconds. We're going to hold that for 3 seconds. And we're going to exhale for 4 seconds. Some nice cleansing breaths we're going to do. Get that oxygen going. Okay? Let's begin. That first one, go ahead and inhale a nice deep cleansing breath for 4 seconds. Hold that for 3 seconds and exhale to the count of 4. Second time, inhale to the count of 4. Holding this to the count of 3. Exhale to the count of 4. Last time, inhale to the count of 4. Holding this to the count of 3. And exhale to the count of 4. Nice. Perfect. Welcome to the now. This show, you all, really is like I'm back. I honestly recorded this. I did this, attempted to do this last week, and it did not work. For whatever reason, it didn't upload, not even upload, because I do this as a broadcast, but I don't know if I had my phone on mute. I don't know if the plug wasn't in all the way or whatever, but it did not record. So here I am today. So I'm back again. But we are definitely in some amazing times. I have been saying this in a time of an amazing shift. And although we are going through this pandemic that we have right now, it's been a time of shift. It's been a time of uncovering. It's been a time of exposure. It's been a time of sorrow. It's been a time of loss. It's been a time of birth. It's been a time of rebirth. There are so many things that can be said about this space that we are all experiencing in this moment. And as I have been saying since the beginning of this year, it is so pertinent that you explore and see where it is that you should be shining, where it is that you should be going full force with whatever gift it is you're supposed to be bringing to this world, whether you are a nurse, a CNA, a janitor, a fry cook, whatever the case may be, you never know what your story may lead to. So I've been saying since the beginning of this year, really, really try to focus and figure out where it is that you should be shining from right now, because right now is where we would all need you to be. There is so much change going on. There are so many people that need to hear your story. They need to hear your experience. They need what gift it is that you have in this world. So find where it is that you should be shining right now and go at it wholeheartedly and shine like you have never shined before. Figure out a way for you to do it and just go for it. And when I say that I can promise you that things will start moving for you, I'm not saying things because I've heard things. I'm saying things to you because of the way things have moved for me in my life. So it's from experience. So I just needed to say that initially. I really, truly, truly feel this shift that is coming, not even coming, that we're in. I felt it coming for a long time, and now that we're in it, it's really opening so many doors. It's really shining a light on so many things. And it's not just the obvious things. It's not just the whole racial thing that's going on with the United States. It's internal things that people have been trying to either deal with by just burying it under the rug or putting it in a box away in their brain somewhere and not thinking about it, and thinking that that's the way that they've been coping with it and dealing with it. And that is not the way to deal with any type of issue or anything that is causing any type of strife or any type of imbalance in your peace. So it's been a time of exposure. When I say that, be careful when you ask for what it is that you ask for. I just saw a post about this. It may have been yesterday or the day before yesterday. What I've been experiencing and what my lack of my shows have been is me not being ready for what it is that I've been asking for. It's me not being disciplined enough to handle what it is that has been set forth for me, what I've been asking, and it's what I've been asking for the past year. So that lack of balance, that lack of discipline, that lack of consistency is something that I've dealt with. That lack of initiative is something that has been a shadow of mine and has been something that has been on my back my entire life. So it's biting me in the ass now in a way where it's so heartfelt that I have no other choice but to address those issues and make those changes. Hence me doing it again, saying, hey, I'm back. And it's all to say, and I have no problem with sharing any of my downfalls with anyone. People are always saying, oh, you only see people doing the good stuff on Facebook. No. Go back to my posts. Go back to any of my shows. I will tell you that I will be one of the most transparent people because why not? I've always been that way my entire life. I've never been one to sugarcoat anything. I've never been one to hide anything about that I've done. If you ask me a question about any of my actions, you're going to get an honest answer. And if I feel like I want to explain something to you, I'll give you an explanation. If not, you're just going to get my answer and that's it. And I'm okay with whatever opinion it is that you have. I had to rephrase how I was going to say something. So that's what that pause was for. That's something that I am putting intent in working on. So this show really is, I did a show last week before last with a friend of mine, and it reignited this passion that I have. It reminded me of what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I had a reminder earlier before with my van, because I really have been just tripping and not balanced about that. So I went through a whole thing of, okay, you're doing flex and you're doing lift. That's how you got your van smacked. So now you're doing this whole, you know, you got your, this made you sit down for a certain amount of time that allowed you to work on these journals. Okay, you're working on these journals. You have this, you have that. I made a post the other day and was like, you know, you all, I'm so happy I have product. I do have these products, and I do have things that I have intentions on getting out, but I allowed myself to fall back into patterns that I really, really need to break, because they hinder my growth in my business. They hinder my growth in what it is that I ultimately want to be doing as far as what is supporting my lifestyle. They are hindering me being able to help my clients. So this is me being that open and letting you know, hey, it doesn't matter how many times it is that you stop. As long as you go for it and learn something from before and apply it and go for it again, keep trying it. If it's something that you're truly passionate about, keep going at it. Be honest with yourself and find out where it is that you are having some type of impact on why things aren't going the way that you want them to be going. It's not necessarily always a force that's working against you. You have to be able to hold yourself accountable. And that's one thing that I said in that interview that I did with my friend a couple of weeks ago, that she asked the question of what I would say as far as something that I would want to leave with our community. We have a huge problem with the word accountability. We have a huge problem with holding ourselves accountable for our actions, for our choices. They're made out of an emotion. It's okay to have that emotion, and there's an explanation for it, but that doesn't make it okay. So if you get what I'm saying, but we have to hold ourselves accountable and take a step back and see and take a look at a situation and say, okay, what is it could I have done? And in some situations, there is nothing that you could have done to change that outcome. You've given it your all. You've given it 150,000,000%, and there was nothing that you can do. It's either going to work out differently for you, or it just wasn't supposed to be that way. That's okay. That's okay. But as long as you are keep pushing, and it's something that not necessarily like, oh, bam, you can't do that. Don't look at it like that. You may not be able to do it that way. You may have to change your perspective on it. You may have to revamp what you thought you wanted to do with it. And that's okay. As long as you are up and get up and breathing, as long as your eyeballs wake up in the morning, you have an opportunity to revamp, change, redo, go at it, go back, whatever you want to do. As long as you get up and your eyeballs are open and you are breathing, you have the opportunity to fix it, readjust it, or flat out just say, you know what, let me switch gears. It's okay. You have that choice. That's what it's yours. It's your life. It's what you want to do. I also want to speak on what I do now for income is Flex, Amazon Flex. So with Flex, I deliver packages for Amazon. Amazon delivers packages in Phoenix anywhere from 3:30 in the morning up until 11 o'clock at night. So I have the opportunity to work whatever hours it is that I want to work. And it's really no more than about 5 hours at the most, 3 hours minimum. Very little contact with people. Technology makes it so that you are pretty much working off of your smartphone. And as long as you can drive and you are safe, you can make some money. And I appreciate it. I have what I recognize and what has just, I don't even want to say it boggles my mind. I don't even want to say that it was shocking, but it was just an observation that I've made over these past couple of days at how willingly the world stood still for this election, but is having a serious issue with sitting still for a minute just for whatever numbers and the quote-unquote pandemic that's going on. And I know that there's a whole huge difference in the time and all of that, but I brought up Amazon to say these days that we have been waiting for results from this election, when I tell you packages here have, I don't know if no one's been ordering. I don't know what the case has been. But when I tell you that Flex has been different, Flex has been different. And there have been blocks that Amazon themselves have sent out emails and canceled. There have been I've gotten to the warehouse and it's been a long line and we have either split a cart or we've just been dismissed for that day. I don't even have a word to say what it is, but the fact that we stood still to wait to see what this turnout was going to be. Again, I don't have a word for it. It's just an observation that I needed to express. I'm just like, wait, we're really not moving. Like, no one is really moving. And this is, I guess everyone had everything it is that they needed for their COVID things and all of that type of stuff. They've already gotten weird stuff ordered. They've already gotten their essentials ordered and things like that. So the fact that literally for these past few days, and when I say Amazon, because Amazon literally is, it's a huge thing. They move daily, 24/7. That is a force that moves 24/7. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what state it is. Something in Amazon is moving. Someone in Amazon is moving. Something is getting done, processed for a customer. I know because I work out of a center where literally some of my blocks, I'll have a package that is due within 2 hours of me getting there to that station to go and drop it off. So the way that the packages literally stopped while this was going, while we were waiting on this is again, just like, wow. So I am really putting forth more intention and more effort to be disciplined and be more consistent in getting things out. I know how my fear shows up. It shows up in procrastination. It shows up in perfection. I released these mugs a few weeks ago and set a goal for myself for this week to sell at least 10 of them. I allowed myself to see the other young ladies, let myself look at mine and say, oh, well, theirs are selling because theirs look better. So maybe you need to do something different. So instead of me promoting the ones that I've already done, the ones that I have already made a post about, the ones that I have already gotten compliments on, I've allowed myself to let that whole, oh, man, let me compare myself to theirs. Let me go and look and see how I can make mine look better than what I already did. And to be honest with you, I like the mugs that I did. I really, really like them. So I'm having a whole issue of learning myself and knowing patterns that I have and this whole procrastination thing and this whole perfection thing, this whole going into the group and looking at the ladies and getting discouraged because pretty much everyone else that was making, that took the same course that I took to do the mugs, they're all like, oh, I got these sales, I got those sales. I'm like, oh, I have you, but your girl ain't got not a man's sale. So I let fear show up in ways that I know that my fear shows up. So this, that is why I, come hell or high water, this show was getting done. I'm going to listen to after this, and if it doesn't record, I'm going to do another show. I'm going to do this again, and it's going to get posted today. That's just the mindset that I have to put myself in, because I'm not where I want to be because of me, not because of anything else. And I need to hold myself accountable for that inconsistency. I need to hold myself accountable for that lack of discipline. I had a conversation with my mother a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, okay, I'm going to help you with this. Tuesdays and Thursdays are just choose you days. I'm going to text you. She already texts a group with myself and my siblings because she walks, and she keeps us up to date with her walks and stuff like that. So she already texts us on a regular basis, but she's adding in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hey, just choose you Tuesday. You need to go ahead and sit down and focus on that for 2 hours. And I have been using that, and that has been detrimental in helping me, you know, stay focused and do that. Even if I don't push it out, even if I go and I found myself going to the group and looking at other people's things like, oh, mine don't look like that. I would waste my 2 hours comparing and, oh, going to look for another image. Oh, I must have to, you know, do something different to these because these didn't do that. No, no, no. You haven't promoted anything more than once. You made a post one time. You haven't been consistent with anything. You haven't shown up on social media anywhere. You've been doing Amazon Flex, and you've been looking at other things and doubting the things that you've already done. I've been so elated that I've found different ways to do these journals, and I've just been allowing that whole perfection thing to slow me down and to stop production, to be honest with you. And it's something that I'm glad that I've noticed, and I'm glad that I was able to express, and I have someone that's like, okay, hey, well, you know what? I'm going to text you Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So now that I have that reminder, it's upon me to, when I have that reminder, sit down and do it. And that's honestly what I've been doing. But I've been doing it and using that time incorrectly. So you all have journals coming. I had a product out around this time last year. It was digital. It was a suggestion of my cousin to have something physical. That did amazing. 30 intentional conversations with you. I am so grateful for the sales that it did. I'm so grateful for the reviews that it got. But upon finding different information and different ways that I can do things and create things, so much more improved things coming along. I now found, again, I said this a couple of weeks ago, I know where I can go for these different images and things of that nature. So I have things coming. I just have to get out of this perfection thing. I have to get out of this undisciplined energy. I have to address that and change that and work on that. So you all are along this ride with me. Welcome to my journey. Have fun with me. Forgive me. Don't judge me. I'm not going to say nothing about that. I'm going to control my tongue on that. Yeah. Y'all see me working? You see me putting in that effort? You see me? You see that growth? But, yeah. So I promise. And promise and promise and promise, really, I am being on that interview and some of the reviews that I got from that interview and a conversation that I just had the other day, a whimsical conversation, and she just was like, you know what, I really was not wanting you to answer the phone and was not expecting you to answer the phone, but I'm glad you answered the phone. This conversation was what I needed. It was a reminder, and it's all I've been getting is, for the past few weeks, is reminders of things of where my passion is, where my heart lies, and what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. So this is me recommitting myself to Just Choose You. This is me recommitting myself to being more disciplined. This is me recommitting myself to being more consistent and being more transparent and being more up and showing up more and doing what it is that I want to do for my business. It's kind of hard for me because I am an extreme introvert. So just throwing myself out there on social media is really something that is just like, what? But I do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'll share a post. So now it's just more things that I need to focus. I just need to focus on to Just Choose You. And as you all know, I am a firm believer in signs and energy and alignment and the way that things, you know, work out. Like, everything happens for a reason. So you have to be able to look at yourself and say, what is it that I can do to know that I'm giving this 100%? What is it that I can do where I'm not laying down at night and can say, oh, you could have did, you didn't give this the go that you could have given it. You chose to do this. Like the other day when I had a flex block that was canceled, still got paid and was, you know, it was a Thursday at that and was able to come home. And instead of just having the 2 hours of trying to do something after doing flex in the car ride home, I'm all like, okay, yeah, you're going to go home. You got this whole day. Now this Just Choose You Thursday. You about to do the journals. I get home, put on music. I had a straight up dance party for about 3 or 4 hours. So maybe I needed that because honestly, you know, I did release some tension. I released some energy. It was some different things that I needed to focus on. So it was a nice meditative session for myself. I did have different intentions in working on the things that I needed to do for the journal, but I felt so much better afterwards. After that whole little 3 hours, I sang. No one was in this apartment with me. I almost missed the people coming to fix the microwave. I caught them knocking in between songs. So they heard a little bit of the concert, but that was okay with that. I just closed the door. They were able to let themselves out. But that, I'm going to say that that was something that my soul needed, but that was another form of procrastination as well. I knew what I should have been doing. Always find something or some way to make an excuse to be like, oh, well, yada, yada, yada. So cutting that out, addressing that, making myself be the big girl, making myself have that discipline, addressing that and intentionally working on taking care of that, intentionally working on nipping that in the bud. So I appreciate you all so much, the listeners who have sent me messages and said, hey, what you doing? I appreciate my family members that have sent me text messages and messengers and said, hey, what are you doing? Where has your show been? I appreciate my friend who listened to my interview and was like, you really, that is your space. That is your zone. That's where you should be. You already know that. So stop playing. So here I am. Thank you for sharing this space with me. I'll be back next Sunday. I will definitely get back into getting my guests back in alignment. I want you all to enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope your week is what you want your week to be. Get you some meditation in. Learn you, love you, live you, just choose you. Thank you for sharing your space and energy with me, you all, this Sunday. Have a good one. Love and light.